hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
we're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, we're here. Morning studio.
Morning.
Boy, there's a pep in that morning.
Yeah.
What happened? Something happened?
Yeah. Somebody won the mirror ball.
Oh, who? I didn't get a chance to catch up on life, but let me get my paper out. Let me check the paper. Let me check the classifieds. It's not there.
New York Times.
Let me check the... Yeah. We won, folks.
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. That's right. I don't even know what to say. We finished the show last night, and we could talk about that. We flew right to New York, landed, working now, got to go do some GMA stuff. They have a studio here. It's a whole thing. But I'm going to say this, that I know that it would not have happened without you guys listening, period, end of story. That's it. I could close the show down today and just leave on that. We worked hard because you guys showed you'd support us. Sharon and I just worked so hard, and she worked me, and it was. And she's going to come in later and talk too. But, yeah, last night, one Dancing with the Stars. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lunchbox, you're first.
You won. Congrats, dude. I told you you're going to win all season.
Oh, stop it. You said I wasn't even going to make the first five, final five.
You're right. I said you weren't going to make the final five. You made the final five. I said you weren't going to win the mirror ball, and you won the mirror ball. What can I say? You did it. You made me eat crow. You rose above. The cream of the crop rose to the top, you know. You put the sugar on top, the cherry, the whipped cream, all of it. You did it. I mean, what can I say? I can't hate on you. You won. Do I think you deserve to win? Not sure about that. But the fact is, you won. I mean, deserving or not, you got it. That's all that matters.
That's right.
The best team doesn't always win.
Okay. Yeah, well, always a little hater. That's all right, though. You know what's funny? Amy came and was in the crowd last night. Amy's with me here now. Can we play the audio of when they announced it and hear my whole section go crazy?
Is it the live audio or my audio?
It's your audio.
You're not allowed to have your phones out.
I know, because you're holding it below your head.
So I have a secret. This is like secret. I didn't know. I thought the video was going to cut off before they announced it, and they announced it just in time. And I mean, we freaked out.
Here you go. This is from inside the Dancing with the Stars ballroom.
Bobby.
And the funniest thing about that is you said we won, and we did win. This is such a we thing.
Well, in the listeners, okay, so...
Yeah, it's a we. It's absolutely the most we thing it could possibly be.
And I think even when I posted that last night, like the first thing that came to my head when I was posting it is we have the best listeners in the world. And you guys worked so hard. You and Sharna worked so hard. The combination of y'all's hard work and our listeners being amazing... Really, it came to the mirror ball. I mean, there's like the perfect mix because we all know that your scores weren't necessarily there all the time.
Most of the time.
Except for once. Three tens. cloud nine still. Like, cheeks hurt from smiling so big. And I wasn't even, I can't even imagine how you and Sharna are feeling because I wasn't even dancing for, you know, however many weeks this was, day in and day out.
It was 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
We take one day off.
You know, I'm so happy.
I was so happy for her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was so happy for her because she had to deal with a lot. My schedule, me, also me, and also me not knowing how to dance. And so she really, really did something that no one thought, first of all, that I would do, but mostly thought that she could do. And she proved that she could take... One of the worst, because no dance experience, and did it. So, listen, we're here. I want to hear what everybody has to say, but I just want to start the show. We're going to do some, we're going to talk about this all morning. We'll come back to it later.
Why can't we?
I know, right?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in TV news. The winners of Dancing with the Stars, Bones and Sharna. Thanks to the B team for voting. Again, congrats to the champs.
Bones.
Sometimes I'll bring in our phone screener, Hillary. She sits out in the glass room, and when you call, she answers all the calls. But sometimes they present her a scenario, and she's like, hey, this is pretty interesting. And she came to me about this one. So tell me what's up.
This girl called us, and she's currently dating this guy, mm-hmm. but she said she's starting to have feelings for this other person.
And she wants to stay with the guy she's with, but is it okay to have feelings for someone else? That's the question. She's not gonna cheat.
Okay.
But let's say, Amy, you and your husband are together, okay? And you're not splitting up, no way. But you start to have feelings for Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What up?
So
I probably just couldn't hang around with Lunchbox.
Okay, so wait, what is your answer there? Go ahead.
I would have to stop hanging around with Lunchbox. Because because Lunchbox is so...
so sexy.
Awesome.
Steamy.
Yeah.
And enticing. That if that was going to affect my current relationship, I would have to. But if it didn't, then I could start hanging out with him again. But if it was going to start affecting it, I would have to create that space.
What do you think about this, Lunchbox? A relationship and you're staying together, but you have feelings for someone else. Is that cheating?
Yeah, if my wife has feelings for another dude,
yeah.
She's cheating on me.
Just feelings.
Oh, yeah, you can't be having a feelings for another dude.
What if she has a crush on someone at work?
No, she's quitting that job or we are
okay,
done.
Okay,
you can't
okay.
be, that is cheating on me. My wife cannot have feelings for another dude.
Go ahead, Amy.
But can you have feelings for another girl?
No.
Not even feelings?
No.
Okay, so here's my thought on this. Feelings, that's not cheating or dishonest. Anything cheating, anything dishonest is because there's a deception involved, right? And so you either, A, have a relationship where you go, hey, I have a crush on someone at work. I don't like how it makes me feel because I shouldn't. And that's a very honest and difficult thing to talk about.
Wow.
Or you just have to get away from them. Or you just have the feeling you don't share them. But it's not cheating. If you're not lying about something, there's no deception involved, you're not cheating. You're not having emotional conversations.
You are having gravitational pull because your heart is fluttering
okay,
when that person is next to you.
You can't help that though. That's not cheating.
Well, with the heart fluttering.
That's what he means. When you have feelings for someone else, get out of here.
I don't think feelings are action, though. I have lots of feelings all the time. I have angry feelings that I don't act on. Sometimes I get really mad. I don't act on those feelings. And so, therefore, I'm not an angry person. I'm not a cheating person. Listen, you tell her, Hillary, that what I said was, she's not acting, she ain't cheating. You know, your heart tells you to go a hundred different ways every day. You don't follow every way your heart tells you to go. Your heart processes your brain processes your actions dictate you. So if her actions aren't, then she's good.
I'll let her know that.
Let her know. Call her back immediately.
I'll call her back.
But I'm the only one that feels that way, by the way. Everybody else in the show, well, they don't feel that way. Go ahead. Yes, Amy.
Lunchbox, what about how... you think girls are so hot all the time and you stare at them.
It's okay to think someone's hot. You don't have feelings for her. That's an, she's pretty. You can appreciate beauty.
That's a lustful
okay.
feeling.
No. Well,
what if your wife said there's this dude at work and he's so hot? And
no, she can't talk like that.
Well, no, but what if she did? Because you do.
Right. If she thinks he's hot, but if she has feeling for him, you call that girl back and you tell her she's a two-timing trifling girl. She can't be doing that.
She's not two-timing anything.
She is. She's two-timing the guy she's with.
Okay.
If she feels guilty for a reason, you wouldn't feel guilt if it isn't cheating. Dang. Socrates has left the building.
I don't agree with that. I feel guilty for a lot of things that I shouldn't feel guilty about. You know, I don't think just because you feel guilty makes you wrong. I feel guilty that I told you my mom got pregnant with me at 15 years old and that I hurt her life. Like, I still have that. I know, but I do have that guilt.
I feel guilty
all the time.
That.
I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I can't help that. Nothing I can do can help the fact that my mom got pregnant at 15 years old. But I feel guilty. So I just countered Socrates' point over here.
So you disagree with Socrates?
Absolutely. I do.
You left the building,
so. Well, I guess so. Okay, Hillary, we all stand in different places. Let her know all three of our feelings.
I'll let her decide.
Yeah, let her decide, but tell her mine first, though.
Okay. The Bobby Bones
Show. Amy, I hear you just ordered straight tequila the other night.
Yeah, well, my friend Kelly taught me that tequila is an upper. Because, you know, yeah. It's like, it's the one alcohol that will not bring you down and keep you happy. So if like you're going to have just one or two, like why not stay up and be happy? And it's just cleaner if you order it neat and add water and a little bit of lemon so you don't have any calories.
People were just surprised that you went up to the bar and ordered a straight tequila.
Yeah, straight tequila. And plus, I love the song, you know. I really feel like that song makes me want to drink tequila, too.
Which one? Tequila makes her clothes come off?
No,
or
no,
straight
no,
tequila
no.
night?
No.
On the street.
What? Dan and Shay tequila.
Oh, tequila tequila. Oh, you know.
Great different songs.
I really feel like my tequila, I just love this song. And then, yeah, my friend Kelly telling me that ever since I've been like, okay, well, I try to be healthy. Like, I don't want to have crazy calories. And I... would rather be happy than sad.
So around the room, what's your drink?
Right now, tequila, neat.
Neat. I don't know what that means.
That means, I know, I had to learn it too.
What does it mean?
It means no ice. Oh, if you want ice, you say tequila on the rocks.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But tequila, neat, no ice. Lemon on the side, please, because I don't want that lemon floating in my drink. It's dirty.
It's dirty. Lunchbox, what's your drink?
I love tequila, beer, vodka, alcohol.
Your drink, though.
I just name you. Oh, wow. Order me something, I'll drink it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You'll just take alcohol.
Yeah. I take alcohol.
Okay.
I'll take alcohol.
Whatever
please.
You want.
Okay, wine cooler?
It didn't matter to him.
Okay. What about you, Bobby?
The Shirley Temple.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and people always laugh at me. And so I'll go, I'll take a Shirley Temple. And I'm like, no.
Well, I ordered that a lot when I was a kid, but.
Yeah, I wish they had a man name for it, though. You know, like the bench press or something. It should be like something a little more manly.
Squats a little, with a side of...
A little stronger. A little football bench press fart, you know? I'll take one of those.
Ew.
Yeah. Just something super manly. Because here's how it goes. Like, because I don't drink. So I go up to the bar and I'm like, hey, do you have a grenadine? And they go, no. Oh, do you have cherry juice? And then now we've entered this conversation. It's a vortex of that I'm a wimp is basically what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, we do have cherry juice. Can I get a Shirley Temple? You want a dirty Shirley? No.
What does that mean?
That sounds
that
weird.
Makes it.
It's a dirty, yeah. With,
that adds
like
alcohol
vodka or something.
Oh, so you want a mocktail?
No. A Shirley Temple is a mocktail.
Yeah.
So that's my drink if I order one. Raymundo, what's your drink?
Yeah, Red Bull vodka, pretty much.
Our audio guy, Red Bull vodka.
Oh, it'll get you going. You just need one.
Morgan, number two. Do you have a drink?
Yeah, whiskey sours.
What's a sour mean?
It's just a type of like liquor that goes in it and makes it not so strong.
Interesting. My other drink, I guess, would be a club soda, extra limes.
Oh, crazy.
They go extra limes, like extra, like seven limes.
Excuse me, I need more. Yeah.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brett Eldridge, Martina McBride, and Kelly Pickler will perform for NBC's Christmas in Rockefeller Center on November 28th. They will also help with the annual tree lighting. Thomas Rhett announced his headlining Very Hot Summer Tour. It's 39 dates with Dustin Lynch, Russell Dickerson, and his dad, Brett Akins. Congratulations to our own Bobby Bones. He won season 27 of Dancing with the Stars. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
An Iowa woman who hit it big on the Powerball lottery jackpot. She's giving $500,000 to a veterans group. So
oh, wow.
Shout out. Her name is Lauren West, and she gave $500,000 to the Travis Mills Foundation. It's a Marine-based organization for disabled vets.
Ah,
and get
her.
This.
Oh,
she left her lottery ticket on the floorboard of her sister's truck when she didn't know it was a winner.
What?
Yeah, so it could have like fallen out, been lost, whatever, but luckily it was still there, and it was a winner, and she promised to use her lottery money to help others, and she's off to a good start.
Well, good for her sticking with it. Some people would win and go, nah, never mind. Forgot about that. Yeah, good. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Well, last night I won Dancing with the Stars. Holy crap. And I did the MC Hammer dance first. And I'm telling you guys, I know I got 3/8, but that was the best I could have danced that dance.
And you did great.
And it was, listen, those three I was up against, they were the best. They were such good dancers. They were better dancers than me, no doubt about it. Better dancers, absolutely, than me. But for me, I did the best I could possibly do, and I was so proud of myself, even with eights. And I'll tell you what happened. I went to Sharna, and my dance partner, and I said, everybody else is getting tens, and we got eights. Are we okay? And I said, because I danced the best I could dance. And she was like, we are great. And I was like, okay. And it kind of kept me in a good space, because then I went over, and we did our thing, and you know, we did the second where we got all tens.
Yeah.
But she really kept me in a good spot because everybody was just getting tens. And we got 3/8. And I felt so good about how I danced that was peak.
Well, both times. So from your cheering section in the audience, like all your friends that were out there, like we were all, when you were dancing, we were like, yes, he's nailing. We were so proud. Like we were just like, yeah. And then the other three people would go after you and we were like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like we were like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And then you did the second dance. And we were like, we're back in it. And then the other people went and we were like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, they're all so good.
The thing about the second dance that you couldn't see, and Sharna designed the entire dance.
Oh,
it was amazing.
It looked so fun.
It was that the beginning where you guys couldn't see in the room was I was behind a curtain. They run this video over the front of me. And then I say something, the curtain opens. I walk through, I make a joke. I made a joke and everybody laughed. Mm-hmm. And I heard the laugh. It almost felt like a stand-up show. And I was like, oh, my God, they're laughing at a joke inside of a dance show. And then I felt like, oh, we may do this.
Yeah. You said something like, I can't dance. And you're like, and then the next thing, you know what? I still can't dance.
Yeah.
And
that was basically, because like, I set it up. It was like, hey, listen, 3 months ago when I started this show, I was clueless. And you expect the next thing to be, well, not anymore. But I went, 3 months later, boom. Nah, still clueless.
So I had a view of the judges during that, and they all laughed.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
Well, and so it was this humongous number. And Sharna spent, it was like a play NFL playbook. Just, she was drawing this dance out and moving people around and checkers, and it's wild. So we did it. I couldn't believe we got tens. Couldn't believe it. I never think that number would come up, ever. We did. And it wasn't because of the dance. I didn't think we'd get tens. It was like, can I hit it? There was a couple of moves, Amy, that I never hit in practice ever that I hit.
Oh,
I wasn't even that as nervous last night, because I'm a big believer in big time players make big time plays in big time games. And I just hoped I was a big time player. That's what I said. Like, I said to myself, I hope you're a big time player, because you have been before. Big time players make big time plays in big time games.
When DeMarcus lifted you,
yeah,
I died.
Yeah? Did you see that coming or no?
I didn't. I mean, maybe you posted something on Instagram, like in a practice video, but I thought
a long time ago.
I thought y'all were just goofing off. Like, I wasn't expecting it in that. Like, and all of a sudden he lifted you up, and I was like, this is his moment, people.
That's where Sharna got the idea from. Is DeMarcus and I were messing around in practice, and he lifted the girl. And I was like, can you lift me? I'm about 160. And he's like, no problem. And DeMarcus Ware, by the way, one of the greatest defensive ends of the last 20 years in the NFL. And then we were talking about, I wanted to bring my people into that dance that meant a lot to me. That was the whole point of it. Mm-hmm. And so I brought in DeMarcus, Grocery Store Joe, who I became friends with, Nikki Glaser, the comedian, Tom Bergeron, Aaron, and some other pros that were on other teams. And so to me, it was important. Just like the show, it's all about the people. And so the DeMarcus thing was the inspiration. Because I wanted her in, and she was like, oh, you should do that, what you guys did. So that was it. Eddie, what do you want to say?
Dude, I'm in shock. I'm just in shock. I think it's amazing that you've proved the whole world wrong. I mean, no one was for you from the very beginning, and we saw you grow in that show every single week, Bones. You and Sharna worked so hard, and it's finally paid off. And, dude, you're bringing that mirror ball to, like, home. You're bringing it home.
Yeah.
That is amazing, man. I'm so happy for you. So, so happy for both of you guys and all of our listeners. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm so happy for the listeners, because they worked so hard too. And I don't take that for granted, that people voted on something I would never vote for. I said that. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of times in my life when I was really passionate about something. I'm just thankful that we, the show, is something that they feel passionate about. And that's what really inspires us to stay passionate about doing all the things that we do. Like, it's just a give take all the time.
I knew it was weighing on you whenever you said, I don't know if it was on, at some show in the last few days, you said something like, I'm going to feel like I'm letting people down if
I lose.
And so I knew that the pressure of, like, yeah, listeners out there doing their best and voting, but yet you couldn't, for whatever reason, fulfill and bring the mirror ball home, and you did it. So I'm so glad. It's crazy. You have a mirror ball.
I just didn't let our people down. I just did not want to. And it just inspires me to make them proud of us even more, you know?
Yeah. Like, what's next?
I know. I think I'm going to send every one of our listeners to college.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's
Scott's Tots part 9. Yeah. Morgan, number 2, you're sitting over there. Your thoughts?
I'm just so proud of you. That Greatest Show, honestly, I started tearing up because I just thought it was the total moment where everything came together and you were just like laying all out on the line, and then you win and you made me emotional when you started crying. I was like, this is just so cool. I'm so proud of you.
I didn't even know I started crying until we watched it back in the car. We were driving to the airport and I was watching it, and it wasn't even crying. It was what I would compare it to when I finished a triathlon. Like, I did an Olympic triathlon. It's you run, how many, 6 miles, bike 25 miles, swim a mile.
An Olympic distance one, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember finishing and just crying.
What's a release?
Yeah, because
you put so much
work
into,
like,
it. It's exhausting, but you're also excited, and it's
I was
a lot.
So happy for Sharna, because she had to do so much extra work with me, and she had to teach a toddler how to do an adult thing.
Like, count to 8.
Yeah, even that. I was so happy for her. And so she's coming in next hour, but Yeah, and we can go at length the next hour, but
yeah, we need to.
What's that?
I said we need to talk about it at length because this is a big day.
All right.
You heard it here, folks.
All right. Thanks,
Lunchbox is ready to talk about it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I'm struggling with this a little bit. You guys let me know what you would have done. I'm driving back. It's pretty late at night. It's a few days ago. It's dark, and I see there's a little scurry on the side of the highway. And I pull up, and the car is upside down on the side of the road.
Whoa.
Yeah, like hardcore, the bottom is just upside down. Hmm. And I see somebody standing out of the car and see someone crawling out of the car.
What?
Right. Now, there are three other cars that have since pulled up and are out, like trying to figure it out. And I see cops within eye shot and I see an ambulance within eye shot.
Oh, you're fine.
I just kept driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
You don't need to add to the mix.
No.
At first, I was like, Bobby, pull over.
No, I was too. I honestly thought, well, what if I pull over and I can't help? At least I could have pulled over and known I couldn't help. But then I thought, if I pull over and I'm just more in the way, that could be even worse. Lunchbox?
Oh, you got to be the hero, man. Like, if you're there, you have a chance to make it on the news.
I'm not worried about that. I just genuinely worried about the safety and the best decision of this.
Right, but
you
see them crawling, one person standing there and one person crawling out, so you assume they're okay. But the fact is, you got to be there when the news shows up. Man, oh my goodness, you should have seen it. There was a wreck, and I helped pull them to safety, and I'm just so glad. You get yourself on the news.
That never popped in my head. It was mostly like, they need...
Oh.
Because I'm still pretty strong and pretty good shape. Like, I got to help... But there were just people already there.
Yeah.
So you say I should have stopped.
Should have stopped and especially looked for the news camera.
You say...
I think you're fine. You're fine just carrying on. You don't need to add to the mix. There's a lot going on there. You saw help was already there and lights seconds behind you. So you're good. Lights being ambulance and police.
To see a car upside down is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I don't... Because if it was upside down, pointed the wrong direction too. So they hit something and flipped.
Yeah, that's... I mean, and then if...
Someone's crawling out of the car.
Yeah. That's hard
that's
to see.
Good
like,
to see.
It's good too. To... Hopefully everybody was okay. But then you set yourself up to maybe see something that you can't unsee and there's help already there. Like for me, I don't... That'd be scary.
Okay, 1-1. Eddie, final vote.
Final vote, man. There were enough people there to take care of the situation. Cops on the way. You're good. You don't need to stop.
And
you're
how are
fine.
You going to... Get in there and be a hero. Like, what are you going to say to the news? Like, I was the eighth person on the scene, and I have done nothing, but I pulled over.
The news doesn't know that. You watch these news stories all the time. They interview a friend of someone that was in a plane crash. I mean, yeah, my friend survived. He's lucky to be alive. They just want someone that is good camera, and he is good in front of the camera.
Next thing you know, Bobby's like, I was in the car.
Exactly.
I'm just thankful to be here.
Remember when Lunchbox claimed he delivered a baby in a post office?
Yes, he still does.
I held the lady's hand as she went into labor, and she delivered the baby right there. I didn't actually hold the baby, but
the way you
hand.
Say it, you make it seem like...
Did I deliver the baby? I was one of the three main people.
I don't even know this event ever actually happened, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was the little post office on Palmer Lane.
And you held a woman's hand while a baby came out of her.
Yeah, she squeezed.
No.
She squeezed
my hand hard.
Have you talked to her since?
No, I mean, I didn't.
You just were one of the three main people
in the birth
of her child.
Yeah, but then she went to the hospital. I didn't follow her.
Did you get on TV?
No.
That's a news story.
They didn't interview me. They interviewed her at the hospital.
Okay. Oh, you're telling us.
Who believes this AI?
Nobody.
No,
no
one. What are you talking about?
All right. And a shark ate your paddle boat?
Didn't eat it, took a bite out of it.
Okay, all right, there it is. He was on the ocean, a shark took a bite
and
out of it.
And a baby ghost talked to him in a closet.
And a ghost pushed in a closet.
And locked
him
in
there. Oh, it did. Yeah. Locked me in the closet.
A four-year-old or something.
Yeah.
How old is the ghost?
I don't know. I think it was like a four-year-old that...
Oh, boy.
Okay, never mind.
It's really weird.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, it's a segment that people drive to hear. They drive in from all over the towns to hear.
Yeah.
And it's Lunchbox's Guessing People's Way. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is. Wow. Yeah. They come from far and wide. They gather around the radio at times for this segment. All the families everywhere. Welcome.
Oh, feels good to be back.
Lunchbox is standing up. Due to popular demand, he will now guess more callers' weights. Now, what are the rules here, Lunchbox?
They have to be female. I get 30 seconds. I just want to ask a few questions to get their background information. And then, boom, within 5 pounds, I'll tell them how much they weigh.
Within 5 pounds. Now, let's talk to Amber in Virginia. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Now, have we ever talked to you in our whole life?
No, I'm actually a first-time caller.
First-time caller? We've never met. So Lunchbox doesn't know you. Because the first thing people will say is... Is Lunchbox friends with them? Is this call set up?
Right, did I go to college with them? And no, I didn't.
Amber, is this call set up in any way?
No, it is not.
She called us. Now, Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds, and you can guess her way. Go ahead.
Amber, bikini or one piece?
One piece.
When's the last time you went to the pool?
About 3 months ago.
When's the last time you've been to the gym?
Never.
Oh, what's your favorite breakfast food?
Sausage biscuit.
And how tall are you?
5'4".
Okay.
Oh, you don't need any more time? You good?
Oh, I thought you hit the button.
No, okay, there you go. All right, so you heard all that. Can you guess her weight within 5 pounds?
Yeah, I got her.
You do?
Yeah, she doesn't ever go to the gym. I think she said she likes the sausage biscuit. Don't get upset. 223.
He says 223 within 5 pounds. Amber, how much do you weigh?
226.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
He's one for one.
Yeah, dude.
He's one for one.
When
okay.
I said 223, Eddie's eyes got real big.
All right, here we go. Tiffany in Alabama.
Yes.
You've heard this. Do you believe it?
That far.
Do you think you can stump Lunchbox?
Maybe.
Okay, Tiffany, you have 30 seconds with Lunchbox. Lunchbox, go ahead and action.
Tiffany, how many times a week do you cook dinner?
Maybe once.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Taco Bell.
What is your favorite item from Taco Bell?
Salsa, taco, and sour cream.
Okay, and do you do shampoo or conditioner or both?
I do both.
And how many times a week?
Sorry. Ooh. It's kind of hard to hear her, too, so yeah. You know, because of her. Oh. Oh, he's struggling right now. His hands are on his hips.
Yeah,
oh,
like
boy.
Her phone was cutting in and out. She was, I don't know if she was doing that on purpose to try to throw me off, but you're not going to do it, girl. You're not going to do it.
Within 5 pounds, Lunchbox.
Yeah. 156.
He says 156. Let's go to Tiffany in Alabama. Tiffany, what do you weigh?
155.
Yeah! USA! 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 USA!
Wow! 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 One more. He's living the American dream, folks.
Wow!
Wow! Wow! Let's. We have another call from Alabama. This is Sarah. Okay. Sarah.
Yes.
You're with Lunchbox. Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds.
Right.
Go.
Sarah, do you spell that with an H or an A on the end?
There's an A to the end.
Okay, and what's your favorite country artist?
Probably right now, Brantley Gilbert. Mm.
And how long have you been married?
First time or second?
Second time.
4 years.
All right, time. Lunchbox, we have Sarah, a second caller in a row from Alabama. Her signal's a little better.
Yeah, a little better.
Can you guess her weight?
She likes Brantley Gilbert. She's been married twice, and she weighs 134 pounds.
134 within 5 pounds. What do you weigh, Sarah?
130 pounds.
Yeah! 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 Woo! If you hit through the math, that's only 4 pounds. Got it within the five.
Woo!
How you feel?
I feel good. I feel so good.
That's close. Kind of got
I
like this.
Feel good. I feel so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, he did it again. He did it again. Three for three. Look at this guy here. So our audio producer, Raymundo, who sits in a glass room, he's always editing audio. Sometimes he pops in the studio to say something. He wants to get earrings now. Did you know that name?
No.
Raymundo, how old are you?
33 now. Just had the old birthday a couple months ago or whatever.
So how are you feeling about the earrings? What prompted this?
Well, honestly, dude, I've wanted it since... probably since I was in college, and then just randomly seeing all these athletes on TV, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., LeBron, all these cool athletes have earrings, and I just think I would look so good in them, and they're just they almost are a way to like draw attention. I don't have anything really flashy that I do. An earring, man. Drop some earrings on my ear. That'll be so cool.
Talk about what it would look like. One ear, two ears, which ear, what would the earring look like?
That's what I've kind of been going back and forth in my head. Obviously, I want to do the both ears probably, but if I did go a single ear, I would want to make sure it's the correct ear. I've heard there's maybe you're in a gang if you do it on one ear. But seriously, nobody in my family's ever done it. I've never had cousins that have earrings, so I don't know anything to gauge it off of, how it would look on us or anything, but I think I would look great in it.
Like, would you get like a diamond stud? Like I don't know.
Or
are you going to get the gauges?
Dangly? No.
I said hoop. I thought it'd be awesome on Raymond.
No, not hoop? A hoop. It would be a diamond. It would be some solid diamonds right in my ear.
Who's one of these athletes you named Odell Beckham Jr.?
They're
what does he have?
They're the best athletes in their sports.
What does he have?
They got diamonds. They all do.
Both ears?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And some of the soccer players do the gauges. I don't know if I would go that route, but no. It would for sure be blingy, something that's going to show off a little bit.
Like real diamonds or QZ?
Oh, I would go the fake ones. You don't need really a
okay,
real...
Okay. Let's do a deal here. Raymundo, I'll buy you a set of earrings.
Oh, my goodness.
But my question is this, though. Can the hole ever, like, fill back in? Do I have to have these earrings for the rest of my life?
No, your hole can close up, but, you'd have to take it out pretty quickly. Then you're going to get to a point.
You're 33, dude.
Yeah, you're going to have the hole.
I think I'm still at the age where I can do something like this. If I venture into the 40s, probably off limits, never getting earrings. But thinking back, man, I kind of like the earring style.
Yeah, you don't want to regret this. You should do it. Do it.
Okay. Here's the deal. Raymundo, I will buy you a pair of nice blingy earrings.
Okay.
You do both ears.
Yeah!
And you have to wear them at least for 3 months.
Oh, I would easily do that. I was thinking the long term into my 40s when I'm a dad. But yeah, I would for sure 3 months. That's
I
simple.
Love that Bobby is willing to get you the earrings. That's great. You know what? To make sure this happens, I'll pay for the ear piercing.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 33-year-old man. I get so excited to hit my microphone button there. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Yeah, we did. I will take you to Claire's in the mall, and they will
Claire's.
You.
Wow, Claire's.
Yeah, let's go.
Claire's.
And I probably won't even be the only guy in there. There'll be other guys my age sitting
probably
around.
Probably athletes. Oh, yeah. Junior might be there. Yeah. Antonio Brown from the Steelers will probably be in there and getting his earrings pierced, too, or whatever.
Keith Urban probably getting a little touch-up.
Yeah. All right, I like this. I like where we're going with this. All right, Raymundo, we're going to take care of you. We're going to get your ears pierced, okay?
All right, yes.
All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jessie Ricks is an avid runner. She had some free time. She's like, I need to do some volunteer work. So she volunteers for this organization called Achilles International. And what that is it's athletes with disabilities training for marathons. They pair you up with someone so you can help them train. So she gets paired up with Anthony Butler, who's blind, and he wanted to run a marathon. So they spend 12 hours a week, you know, running, training. 2.5 years later, they're getting married. They fell in love when they were training. They've run 7 marathons together. And yeah!
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
See, good volunteering can help you out. You can fall in love.
Yeah, you can fall in love. There it is. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call Iron Man when he doesn't have his suit on?
What do you call Iron Man when he doesn't have his suit on?
Stark naked.
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Get it?
Oh, that's his name.
Oh.
Do you guys don't think that's funny?
I don't really get it.
I didn't really get it.
Oh my gosh, you're not a real...
Tony Stark. Yeah. Stark. Listen, Amy, I think it's funny, but if the group doesn't clap, I'm sorry. Crickets. Womp, womp. There it is. Oh.
What?
There it is.
Wow. I mean, superhero imaging. Fans around the nation are booing y'all.
There you go.
Boo.
I liked it, though. I liked it.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, as I sit in the radio studio this morning, I have a mirror ball with me. Actually, two mirror balls because my dance partner, clap your hands, Sharna is here.
She's there. What up, everybody?
She's here. By the way, if you're just turning the radio on, last night on Dancing with the Stars, we won.
You're about to say it. Yeah. Bobby and Sharna won.
We won.
We literally shocked the world. I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah. And so let me go first because I have people to thank. I have, first of all, our listeners who I just so much didn't want to let down and inspire me to, listen, this is what I do. I work. I don't really have like this any great talent except I show up to work and I will work every day. And I want to thank you guys first because without you, I wouldn't have this job. I wouldn't be paying my mortgage. Amy, Lunchbox, we all feel the same way.
Yeah.
And you guys did way more than you ever had to. And for that, I am eternally grateful that you would call and you would band together and vote on a dance TV show. Could not be any more sincere than that. Secondly, I want to thank Sharna because the first day she got me, I could see it in her eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like she was fishing and she caught a tire.
Well, I mean, because she had like pro athletes before.
Yeah, like she's got, I got a big one. I bet, like, let's see the size of this bass. And it was a tire. And so... she made this tire that she caught while fishing better and better and better and better. And I had to trust her. And also, she had to trust me. And I can tell you, we had moments where we didn't get along, especially when I flossed the first time. She did not like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I had to be like, I'm sorry, but I got to have you trust me. You got to trust me on like this stuff. And she did. I trusted her. She trusted me. By the end of it, we won. I don't even know what to say. We won.
I'm still figuring out how to say it.
Yeah.
It's we didn't start in week one thinking that we were going to win this trophy. I certainly, when I started teaching you jive for the first time, I did not see a miracle in our future. But it's your work ethic, dude. You came in and you showed up and you work your butt off so much. And it's what you say, fail until you don't. You are relentless and you do not stop. And you did trust me and you let me push you beyond your limits. And yeah, there were some weeks where you really didn't like me. But
it wasn't you. It was just. Also, if you just spend time with enough people, listen, Amy and I fight sometimes, and Amy's my favorite, my best friend.
Oh yeah.
But you spend enough time together, eventually you just have
absolutely
you have things.
Yeah, there's weeks I don't like him.
Oh, for sure.
Weeks? I thought it was like,
she
like
said there's
15
weeks
minutes.
You didn't like her, so I just followed that. I'm sure there's weeks you don't like me or minutes.
I want to play the announcement from last night when they're announcing the winner of the Mirror Bowl. So this is it.
We have the final results. Good luck to all you guys.
It's so extended, by the way.
Bobby and Sharna.
That's quick.
It was definitely longer than that.
So imagine,
like, going on forever.
When she says that, imagine it takes like an hour, right?
Yeah, basically.
And they go
like
to commercial
tick,
four
tock,
times.
Tick, yeah.
So let's play it again. So I didn't mean to talk over it. I thought there was going to be a brief pause. Go ahead.
We have the final results. Good luck to all you guys.
Bobby and Sharna.
Okay.
It was even longer than that. There's no way that's the...
There's
no,
no,
it's
way
not.
That's
they
not.
Edited it because they just didn't want to play it on the radio.
Okay, because
like,
I mean,
a good
it
edit,
felt
I
like forever.
Sharna, what were you thinking? Like, try to remember back what you were thinking as soon as they said our name.
Total disbelief. It was just... It was like, oh my God, I heard a name. Wait, I heard... Was that just saying names or was that... Did we win? We won. Oh, wait, you're telling me that we actually won the Mirror Bowl trophy? It took me a good 3 seconds to actually register that it was a real thing. And then I looked at you and I could feel my face that was about to start doing the ugly cry. And I really tried to pull that back. But I was overwhelmed. Babe, I was overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember crying. I saw it back and was like, oh, I did cry.
Yeah.
So last night, if you're just turning the radio on, we won Dancing with the Stars. And... It's nuts. The trophy's in the room with us, and the trophy's heavy, and the trophy's cool.
So
right,
heavy.
Yeah, no, it's way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Amy,
it's
tell
massive.
Me about what it's like in the room, Amy, because you were there last night.
Oh, well.
Are you nervous again like you were the first time?
Oh, yes. Everybody in the Bobby Bones Sharna cheer section was nervous. We were all like, are you nervous? We were all talking about our nerves, making sure that we weren't the only ones. Like, do you feel this way? And everybody had nerves. We were all getting text messages from friends like, I'm so nervous right now. So that was like our vibe. And then anytime we could chant bones, 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 bones into the camera, we did. Ahmad and
that.
Jared and Ricky, like, they were like, I think at one point Ahmad was going to rip his shirt off. He was so excited for you. But whenever it was about to be announced and then it said your name, like, I legit think we all screamed. Like, all of our throats afterwards were, like, itchy because we were screaming
so loud
and so fast and at once. And everyone was just so proud of you.
Here's the audio of Amy. She did she wasn't supposed to have her phone out, but she recorded when they said our name. Here's that audio.
Bobby.
Hey, Raymundo, what other audio do we have?
You want you talking after you guys are announced the champions?
Yes.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
In very true words, a people's champion, my friend. What do you have to say?
I got nothing. Thank you to the people. Thank you to Sharna, who made all this possible.
Here's your trophy.
I was trying. And he's like, what do you want to say? And I was like, ugh. And I just wanted to think. Two people, the people and Sharna, because without that, this would have happened.
Right.
This would have happened. And so I hope you're listening now and you know that I am so appreciative. I'm so appreciative. And it was just a thing. Eddie, what was it like at home watching it?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure my neighbors heard me because my kids were yelling. I was yelling. My wife was even yelling. Like, we just, dude, we couldn't believe it. And like Amy said, yes, our throats itched because we yelled so loud. And then it went to like commercial because the credits came up quick and then it was over. Yeah. And we're like, I don't want to watch this next show. Like, we're partying now.
Yeah. They ran out of time.
Yeah.
No. I FaceTimed Eddie after my first dance. And he was like, hey, dude, what's going on? Like, how'd it look? Are we still in it? You know, I call Eddie every show.
Yeah, and you're like, texting me during the show. I'm like,
well, I was like, no, I needed somebody from the field to report back because yeah. We don't get to see like the TV part of it. We don't get to see the graphics. We see some stuff in there, but we don't get to, and I haven't. And the truth is, I haven't watched anybody's dance in weeks because the other competitors were so good and were rightfully there, and any of them could have rightfully won. It was so intimidating to me to watch that I just had to be me. And Sharna realized that too about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She would walk me out of the room. She goes, I know you don't want to see this, but why don't we go over to the craft services?
Let's go get I just food didn't or watch. Practice or do something.
It didn't put me in a good place, so I stayed out of it.
Yeah.
But we won. We won. So Sharna, what happens now with you?
Well, what happens now is I actually go back to Australia and spend some time with family and enjoy this win and enjoy some R&R for a little bit. And then next year gears up. 2019 comes around. There'll be more Dancing with the Stars and more of me, more of my workout videos, more of Sharna Burgess everywhere. I don't know. I just won Dancing with the Stars. Been trying to do this for 7 years. I think I need to just like live in this moment for a second.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We deserve it. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Play that song. Play it out, baby. There it is.
Goosebumps.
Till the end. Yes.
Hey, amazing. Eddie, whenever the Greatest Showman song comes on, did you feel like it was representing something? Like, did it feel like a me thing or?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the whole story is a you thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about you. And I love the humor in what you're saying. You're like, I knew nothing when I first started. 3 months later, I still don't know anything. Like, that's so funny. And then after all the great production, Sharna, by the way, amazing work at putting
Thank
all that together.
You. Thank
and
you.
And Bones, at the end, you floss. You get all these professional dancers to floss.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was fun. It was Sharna put together. She put together. It was like, what would I compare it to? You know how you see the marching band? Like at Ohio State, make all the shapes. And you're like, how in the world do they do that? How did they just make a bear riding a tricycle out of marching band people?
Yeah.
You know how they all run and they make it move and things?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's familiar with what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
That's what Sharna did with this dance. We only had a limited amount of dancers. She made them all go to different places. They catch me, turn me around in a circle. As soon as they drop me, we do a move. They're on top of the thing. They're moving over. And it was really cool.
Yeah, it's a gift.
It was an amazing. It might be one of my favorite freestyles that I have actually choreographed.
It's my favorite freestyle I've ever done.
Yeah. I wonder if it evoked emotion in people that didn't really know you, because everything about it, like the song and like the story it was telling and the dance and having everybody out there in the way it was choreographed, like I don't know if I was just feeling that emotion because I'm so close to you.
Did you feel it?
I felt emotion, yeah. Yes, but it was like I feel like it was powerful enough,
yeah.
Like it transferred to where people that aren't even necessarily close to you felt something. Like, so it was a powerful combination of all the things.
Well,
I love that.
We have a trophy. Each of us have our own mirror ball trophy.
We do.
And they're really heavy.
They are.
And we are, she's going to Australia. I've got some tour dates to do. I'm going to take it to all of them. So I'll be in, you know, these shows are sold out, but I'll be in Virginia Beach and Greensboro and Nashville. I haven't done any stand-up in forever, so it's going to be fun to take this. I'm just going to dance for an hour. What if I just do that on my stand-up gigs? I just go, Eddie. Hear me out.
Just do your cha-cha on your own.
And
imagine
I just play
that.
All the songs that we've done and just do my dances to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Then I leave. And I'm like, thank you guys. Good night.
Sounds amazing.
And then I'm like, what just happened?
I was like, you just watched a champion. What are you talking about? How often do you get to see a champion? But, yeah, it's you like that one?
Yes. And then your meet and greets, you have to take the mirror ball and everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do. It's heavy,
yeah,
though,
you need
Eddie.
Someone to help you.
Oh, yeah.
It.
There was one. Oof. We were trying to take some pictures, and we were like, oh, wait, a couple more. And Bobby's holding it up. And he's like, Bobby. Or no. Then Bobby's like, y'all, my arm is hurting. I can't hold it
right.
up any longer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, I've lost all muscle tone because I haven't lifted a weight in 3 months.
No, not lost. Redistributed.
That's true.
It's all in your legs.
What does that
fell.
Mean?
It fell from my chest and my abs and arms down to my thighs and my calves.
He's got calf muscles now. He's not had those before, apparently.
Oh, it redistributed. Okay.
Like that's most 11-year-old boys, I just got calves. Sharna, it's been awesome.
It's been incredible and unforgettable and awesome.
It's been awesome and as human and at times awful and amazing. Mm-hmm. And so you wanted to strangle me and I wanted to strangle you. Yep. And it was the great, we'd have 3-hour talks.
Yep.
It was everything that I think a relationship is. But Karen, 3 months real quick.
What?
Like a marriage.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Did you just say, though?
Like a it was a relationship.
Yeah,
you
have to have 3 months. Yeah, absolutely. It's like we're in a marriage for three months.
I
know.
Every day for 3 months, we spent at least 6 or 7, 8 hours together.
Yeah.
I've never done that with anybody. I'd have a girlfriend see her like once a month, be like, oh, I'm good.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Text me.
Alyssa.
Wait, hold on. I have something to say.
Okay. We're running out of time.
Oh, shoot. Because I was, while you were talking, I thought of it. I know what it is.
Go ahead.
You're enjoying this. Do you know that? Do you know that in a lot of things that have been big like this, I get that this is like huge, but I don't think I've ever seen you enjoy something like this.
You want to know why?
Because
go ahead.
Well, I think for one, you truly, it challenged you in a way you've never been challenged before.
Okay, ding.
You worked so hard. You legit had fun. The listeners were a part of you winning this.
Yeah, we won it.
So I feel like it's a combo of those things. I don't know.
And Sharna. And Sharna winning, she hadn't won.
Yeah, and Sharna has won. So that's, ding, that's it. Maybe it's because it's like a team thing and it's not just you and there was so much. Because I've never seen you this elated about a win. And you've had a lot of accomplishments. And I've never seen you take it in like this. And it's fun to see you enjoy it.
Because we did it together.
Yeah. That's why. It took me a second to get there. It was because it was a team thing.
It was a team thing. And I'm so proud of being able to be a part of a team. Not only our team with the listeners, but the team with Sharna.
Yeah,
so,
team Beauty and the Geek.
Beauty and the Geek. That's right.
All the way.
Listen.
Oh my gosh, you could come back for Dancing with the Stars All-Stars?
Well, no, they're going to bring back as a pro next year. I just was asked.
Okay.
Do y'all like go on tour? Yes.
I'm going on tour, though, with them for a bit.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they've announced the dates yet, have they?
No, I don't think they've announced it yet, but he's doing
I'm doing some of the dates.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm not even sure which ones really yet.
Not all of them, obviously.
No,
just a
few.
Oh, wow.
But
Sharna's dance with Dan and Shay, whoever that dude is you're dancing with.
Can I just say that was a real moment for me. Like, I'm such a fan of Dan and Shay, and to be able to dance to that song was just, that was my geek out moment, you know.
But was it weird, and this is a real question, was it weird when you danced with Artem, who's a professional dancer, and he's not as good as me from the dance before. Like, are you a bit
awful.
Like?
It was a bit of a struggle, to be honest. Okay.
Bobby, in your favor, if people just had the TV on and they heard Dan and Shay sing "Speechless" and they saw Sharna's red hair
and their eyes were closed
and they were kind of not really paying attention, they would think that legally blind.
Yeah. You know, legally blind.
He kind of could have like maybe looked like you a little bit, and like you made some major improvements.
Well, we're gonna play Dan and Shay now. Sharna, you're the best.
Let's go enjoy
our trophies.
Were we already playing them, or did that just organically happen?
No, it's up on the list. Dan and Shay Tequila, though.
Oh, no. I had no idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, too bad it's not Speechless.
I know.
That's all right.
I mean, I can play. You want to play Speechless instead?
Are we allowed?
I can do whatever I want. I just want the Mirror Ball.
We have the Mirror Ball.
I just got named best dancer ever in the history of the world. So
ever.
Yeah.
Look it up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All these songs started catchphrases where we ended up saying them in real life. Okay, so I have a list here. For example, and this is how this came up. One of my friends, and I think he's 51, he works in the music business. He was like, yeah, we're getting jiggy with it. I don't even think kids know what that means anymore.
No chance.
But that was a thing. It was a song. Getting jiggy with it. So that was a song that created a catchphrase. Okay? Yeah. Morgan, number two, did you ever say getting jiggy with it? You're 24.
I never said it. I've heard it, but I've never said it.
But it's probably a little before you?
Yeah, it's kind of like something my grandpa would say.
Oh, your grandpa?
Your grandpa?
What? Yeah. What? You want the
ball with your kid? Okay, so here we go. This is a recent one, and what's funny is I'm not sure if Drake invented it or if it just became a thing because of Drake, but YOLO?
Oh, yeah.
Only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench.
That's why it happened again, if it wasn't the first time. Like, that song, the motto, is where YOLO kind of became a thing again.
You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day.
Everybody was saying YOLO.
I still say it.
Yeah, YOLO.
Don't.
It's so cool.
But it's okay to hashtag it, right?
Nah, you can do whatever. Whatever makes you feel good. Whatever makes you feel good. How about this one?
But Bobby's like, don't do it.
Put a ring on it.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce?
You don't like it.
Yeah. People say it all the time.
I still say it.
Put a ring on it. Stop it, Eddie. How about this one? And this one, Morgan, number two, you're 24. You won't even know this one. But if something were cool back in the day, it'd be like, whoop, there it is.
There it is. Hitman.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
You ever say that one, Eddie?
I don't say that one anymore.
No. Upside down. That was a jam, though, huh?
Yeah.
You want to hear honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Yes.
From Hey Y'all Outkast, Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yes. Shake it.
That was never a thing until this song. People were saying that.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Hey, yeah. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
And then this one I was kind of torn on, but I put it anyway because people said it all the time. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Like, dang, who let the dogs out? Hey. That song. What do you think about that, Aime?
I'm trying to think of, I don't know if this one fits, but something that I say only because of the song.
Go
like
ahead.
Anytime I... My milkshake brings all the boys in the yard.
I think that's as fair as anything else.
Okay.
There's no rules on this game.
You still say that, Amy?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
I do.
Keep on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now time for you guys' favorite game. Easy trivia. Now, these are the easiest trivia questions possible. You should go 5 for 5.
Yeah, we should. That's the key.
Let's welcome in our players. To my left, my co-host, Aime!
Thank you.
Over to my right, he does love the Kansas Jayhawks and the Chicago Bears.
And he graduated top 50% of his high school class.
That's right. Give it up for Lunchbox!
Hey!
And the video producer of the show, he sits over, laptop's always open, always editing something. Known him forever. I met him actually doing a TV show together. He was my producer. Give it up for producer Eddie!
Hey! Thank you. Hello, hello to all my fans out there.
So all nobody? Your fans?
Yeah. So no one, just my mom.
5 questions. These are all easy. Question number 1 in easy trivia. What's the ocean that lies off the west coast?
Well, that has to be a process of elimination.
Okay.
Men.
I'm in for the win.
What's your elimination process, Lunchbox?
Well, Atlanta's on the East Coast, so that ain't gonna be. That's gonna be the Atlantic named after Atlanta.
That's right.
Okay.
What's so stupid is he's right about with the ocean, but it's not named after Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's not even on the coast.
Well, I figure that it's the capital of Georgia, right? So I figured it was the.
Okay.
That's what the ocean I got was named after. So I got Pacific.
Pacific. Well, Lunchbox, you're correct.
Yeah! So don't laugh at me, you fools!
Amy?
Just because I got good logic.
I have Pacific.
Eddie?
Pacific, okay. Because that's what it is.
One for one. Everybody gets one. There we go. Come on.
Hey, we all get our answers different ways.
What does FBI stand for? FBI.
Oh, that's easy.
The FBI. Easy trivia. Come on. The FBI.
I can't even spell it.
I can't either.
All right, I'm in.
FBI, easy trivia.
Me neither.
Amy.
Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Lunchbox? Whoa, excuse me? Say it again?
Come on, Amy.
Well, that's what I have, Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Lunchbox?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Eddie?
Federal Bureau of Investigation, singular.
Oh, that should be not a thing. But
oh, you don't think
very
so?
Different, Amy.
No.
That's more than one
spelling.
Investigation.
Is she
right? Well, they're always investigating lots of things all the time.
I'm with you.
Amy, you get it right. Everybody gets it right. Come on.
Hey.
It's Federal Bureau of Investigation, parentheses, maybe yes.
I'm with Amy.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
That would have been
easy trivia. What's the least populated state in America?
Oh, that's a good question.
but it's easy.
What's the least populated state?
Think of square miles per capita.
Come on.
I'm in.
Right. Amy?
Delaware?
Lunchbox?
Well, I thought about one of those small states, but I feel like they got a lot of people crammed up there. North Dakota's got nobody living there.
Eddie?
Idaho.
The answer is Wyoming. You all missed that one.
Oh, Wyoming. All those wide open spaces.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, man. One more question.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Easy trivia. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
One dude?
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Wait.
I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Hold on.
That's the Star Spangled Banner.
Shh. Go ahead, talk it out, Lunchbox. I love this.
I almost wrote that guy's name down.
I'm surprised you know that.
Yeah. The Declaration of Independence. What is that? Is that? No, that's the Ten Commandments.
That's the paper in Washington.
So that would be Moses.
He has the Star Spangled Banner, the Ten Commandments, and the Declaration of Independence
Ten
all confused.
Commandments. Moses.
The Declaration of Independence.
Jesus.
God. Okay.
All right, I'm in.
In for the win, I guess.
I mean.
Lunchbox, who do you have?
Well, you always ask for this, so I figured this person had to do something. I know he's involved in some way. Give me your John Hancock.
Oh, you ask for like someone's John Hancock, their signature.
Yeah.
You know why his name that? Because he signed it really big.
So he did sign it.
He did
sign it, but he didn't write it.
Oh.
Amy.
I believe the person that wrote it was Thomas Jefferson.
I believe you're right.
No.
Yeah.
He wrote it?
Yeah, he did. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. Yes. Eddie?
I had Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, no.
Did he sign it at least?
No.
He did the
he did a kite.
Okay, he wasn't even there. Great. Good job, Eddie. Stupid.
How many is that?
I won.
Four.
Is that it? We can call it a game?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd love to do another one.
One more would be nice.
Who's the best-selling female artist of all time? United States female artist.
Singer artist?
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
That is easy trivia right there.
I'm in.
Easy trivia.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Like a virgin. Madonna.
Stop it. He got it right.
A little
Eddie?
You too, Amy?
I wrote down Madonna.
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Close second.
Wow.
Amy, you are the winner again.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, follow me on this one, Amy. So, there's a kid who plays college football in Rhode Island. He's playing right now. Now, the deal is, a couple years ago, he submitted his DNA. And what they do is they store it. And if they find that something like in your DNA can help someone, maybe an organ, like a kidney or bone marrow. Yeah, any of that. They find if it can help, then they let you know. So he does this. And 2 years later, they come back to him and they go, hey, there's a match. This six-year-old boy, he needs bone marrow to survive. So this Patrick McGrory said he was shocked to receive the call, but he was like, I'm in. So a few weeks ago, he underwent a bone marrow procedure and missed the final two games of his season while recovering.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's so cool.
And because the division his college football team plays and they have playoffs.
Yeah.
So he missed, but he's going to get to come back for the playoffs.
Love that.
Isn't that crazy though?
And I feel like I had no idea you could do this, like submit your DNA for that. So that's cool.
And I think especially for bone marrow.
Yes.
Right?
To be a match is difficult. My sister went through all, and the paper, like once you do all that and the paperwork is crazy. I think my sister, she's out there waiting, but like she hasn't been contacted because like it's hard to find.
And 2 years later, this kid was contacted,
you
know? All right, anyway, that's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Lunchbox thinks his new neighbors are drug dealers, huh?
Yeah, there's a house that gets rented right next door to me, and boy, they keep some weird hours. Like, I'll be leaving for work at 4:15, and dude will be sitting on the front porch just smoking a cigarette. Car pulls up, and if I'm outside, they get in the car, and they drive a few blocks, and then he comes walking back 10, 15 minutes later. Man, there's cars always coming. He doesn't have a car. But he sure has a lot of cars coming and going to his house, and they are always out on the front porch smoking cigarettes, and the people don't stay long. All right, they just stop by to say, hi? Don't think so.
That means he's got a friendship circle.
You think? There's only one way to find out.
Oh, I'm curious.
Lunchbox, go and just ask.
Hidden mic.
You got anything?
Yeah, dude.
No.
Hey, I'm looking for a good time. Just say that.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Say, I say, my friend Mary Jane was hanging out. I can't find her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I talk about it with my other neighbor, and he's like, oh, for sure, for sure. He goes, I'm trying to be real nice to them so they don't come into my house and steal anything. Because he really, like, we are convinced.
Oh, just because they sell drugs now, they steal?
Yeah, come on.
All of a sudden, Amy's standing up for drug dealers. What just happened here on the show?
Yeah, good. Nice way to stereotype a lunchbox.
I just don't want to, like, put them in a box of being, like.
Well, wait.
You know.
Yeah, so it's a little weird because now I have a kid. And my wife's like,
wow, I think about that. It's a new layer.
Yes, my wife's like, should we call an anonymous tip to the cops? I'm like, we don't want to be those people.
But you're not those people if it's anonymous. Yeah. It's just anonymous people.
Mm-hmm.
And are the cops really going to do anything? Like, I don't know if they're moving big amounts, but the
you
amount of
traffic. You don't even know if they're moving.
You don't know
if they're moving.
Yeah, that's true. But the amount of people that come and go, and the fact that he gets in the vehicles, and you're thinking, oh, they must be going to the mall or something.
Oh, is that what you think?
And 5 to 10 minutes later, he comes walking back. Like, where are they taking him?
Yeah.
Probably just far enough to make the transaction, and he walks back.
For sure.
But sometimes the car pulls up, and they just walk out and twist.
Yes. Or the person walks up to the door and goes inside and then leaves. But if the guy's outside smoking a cigarette and he sees us outside, one of the neighbors, he gets in the car and they go.
Man. Yeah. You need to find out what they're dealing.
Okay,
well,
how would you suggest he finds out?
Exactly. How do you do that?
But yeah, if it's a little bit of
hidden camera lunch.
If it's some ganja.
What did you say?
A little bit of grass?
Amy didn't even say it right.
It's ganja.
She's like, if it's a little bit of gunji, you know. Amy, you're so not cool.
Amy.
I mean, okay, it's one thing, it's that.
Who says ganja?
Even if it's a little bit of grass.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's one thing if it's like that, because I get the whole like family and protecting, like, because then you have to deal with people that are coming by there. Who are the people buying it? And then it's like, what if it's, he's got a whole operation in there and he's doing like hardcore stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. If it's Sticky Icky, I'm not going to try it.
Stop it. Okay, let us know. I'm done. I'm out. I'm done. I'm out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I was at the airport and I was walking through, and sometimes I'm there early. Okay, all the time I'm there early.
Yeah.
But I was going through one of the stores. It was a pen store.
Oh.
They had a pen that you write with for $1,100.
I saw your post. It was Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc. Whatever.
Some of my friends from when we graduated college, they were given Mont Blanc pens. And yeah, I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
No, I'll just take groceries and shoes.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you.
I pull my phone out and start to take a picture of it. And the woman judged me behind the counter. And I was like, I cannot believe there even is a pen that exists that costs $1,100. And then I walk over to the case, and it was $2,800 for a pen.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Me either. But do people feel this way about, like, if you buy a nice pair of shoes? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, your kids, they come from Haiti.
Right.
There were no brands really over there.
No, and everything was a hand-me-down. So, yeah, I mean.
I guess it's all
they're
relative.
They're kids, so they don't get it. But. So there is something, maybe we're just not into pens, because apparently there is something to be said, like when you've got to pull out a pen to sign something, maybe we don't sign enough things. Like if you pull it out at the top of a Mont Blanc pen, it's got the symbol, like, you know, it is sort of like when you're looking at your watch. Like some people are really into Rolex, like, but a watch is a watch.
If I buy a pen for over about $50, even that, well, I can't imagine. Yeah. It better ride my whole comedy act. Okay, pen, go to work, buddy. I'm going to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not believe there was a $2,800 pen.
Yeah.
And again, I think the woman thought I was either thinking about stealing it or was just really low class, because I was fascinated with taking pictures of it. It's like I was at the zoo, like seeing a zebra, and I was taking pictures of these pens in the airport. But I'd never seen one of those before. I don't even know if I got one. I'd probably take it back, get a refund, and not tell you guys.
Didn't our friend buy you a really nice pen when you got your first book? I don't think it was Mont Blanc, but.
I believe I got a pen, yeah.
But I think it was nice.
Yeah. And I'll
it's a gift.
I'll take a pack of Bix. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bobby Bone, come on. Amy has an 11-year-old daughter and been here for almost a year. Came from Haiti, an orphanage in Haiti. So a lot of the stuff that we're used to is new to her. Even school, going to a school is new to her, huh?
Yeah.
Anything happened with them interesting lately?
Well, the other day she came home from school telling me she needed to return to school the next day with $5. And sometimes it can be for a class activity or a field trip or something going on. So I'm like, okay, well, what's it for? And she's like, well, and she pulled this box of like fake fingernails, really long, awful fake fingernails out of her bag. She's like, I bought these from a girl. Like, there's no, first of all, it's not even a complete set. Like, one is missing a thumb and the other one's missing like a pinky or something. Like, so it's not even a complete set of nails, and there's no glue or tape or anything. She just bought the fake nails, but she was super pumped about them and the fact that she thought she was going to be able to put on fake nails at 11. So I was like, well, I'm sorry, but I think you kind of got ripped off and I'm not giving you the $5. If you want to use your own money, you can, or you can return the nails to the girl that sold them to you. So
you're not going to let her wear them?
No. No, no, no. No
fake
nails.
And she didn't even get a complete set?
She didn't even get... She got totally taken advantage of. I think they saw her coming from a mile away.
Can she put them on her American Girl doll?
No, they're for like adult-sized fingers. American Girl doll is like so tiny.
They do anything. I have a joke in my stand-up act about buying your daughter an American Girl doll.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard it?
No, because I haven't seen your Red Hoodie tour.
Yeah, only a few shows left. But basically, the joke is, you know, when I had to find something for your 11-year-old daughter, I don't know what 11-year-olds like. So I got on Google, and I typed, what do 11-year-old girls like?
Oh, dear.
And so
that's then awkward.
I give that a beat, and the crowd goes, oh, and they laugh a little bit because it's like, you shouldn't type that on Google. Like, what do 11-year-old girls like?
Mm-hmm.
And then I make a joke about Chris Hansen kicking in the door. Dateline NBC, and I was like, no, it's Framie's daughter. And then I was talking about the American Girl doll, where I go, I think the joke, I said, the American Girl doll will do anything. They will, you know, they, you can take them to the doctor, you can take them on a picnic, you can get laser hair removal. And so then people, right, I'm giving away a whole joke here, by the way. Then people laugh at that, and then I go,
that's the truth, though. Those
I
dolls.
Know. That's what comedy is, and the truth. And then I go, and then the closer of the joke is something to the effect, I haven't done the joke in a month or so, because I've been, you know,
dancing.
But then it was the end of it is American Girl doll. I said, oh yeah, yeah. I set it up a bit better. But then I'm like, this says American Girl dolls. They'll do anything. I said, they'll do anything. So I have 7.
Oh, thank you. Dang. He bought 7.
Thank you.
Man.
Get it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny though. It is. It's not my strongest, but it's a pretty good one. Like, it gets good laughs. Like, it gets trickle laughter. Like, they laugh at the first part, the Google part. They laugh a little harder at the laser hair removal. And when I do, they'll do anything. I'll have 7. Then it gets a good laugh.
Yeah. No.
That's pretty. And normally I don't reveal jokes on the air because when people hear them, it's like, I already knew that. But what do I care? Bobby Bone, come on. Miranda in Louisiana is on. Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Bobby.
Good morning to you, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Y'all do so amazing every day. I try to listen as much as I can.
Oh, wow. Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you. What would you like to ask?
Well, I text in and I asked Amy if she would ever have any biological children.
So I think a lot of our listeners that are new, and maybe even some that have been around a while, they've heard your story about adoption over the past 5 years. Your kids have been here now 7 months or so?
Eight.
8 months? Wow.
Eight today. Today. Exactly.
Well, and with that, the biological children, do you still want to have them? Can you still have them?
We've never been proven that we absolutely cannot have children. We have gone to fertility doctors. My husband and I have both been tested. It's sort of just a mystery. So, yes, we could still get pregnant. Now, do I want a baby as much as I used to? No, because I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I feel like my life is pretty full. And I feel like now I'm comfortable with this being my mom life. And I think my husband's comfortable with that, too. For a long time, it was really hard because I wanted a baby. And now I've just accepted that this is my role, and I feel really good about that. So we'll see what happens. My daughter does want a sister and a brother. More babies.
Don't all kids though?
Yeah, they do.
Want
mm-hmm.
other kids.
And I'm like, by way of, she's like, you get pregnant.
Oh, you're like, interesting. Never thought about that. Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
What do you think about that?
I think that's a great answer. I have 2 kids of my own, and maybe one day I could adopt too.
Yeah, you kind of just have to, the path changed. I mean, for me, I desperately, for years, I wanted to get pregnant so badly. And then once we pursued adoption, I just realized, okay, this is what we were supposed to do. So, you know, we don't necessarily avoid it, but we both have talks like, well, what if we were to have a baby right now? Like, life would get crazy.
Well, so are you now doing anything to make sure that doesn't happen?
No, we don't really avoid it, but we've had talks. Like, should we prepare for that? Because what if we were to get pregnant? But then it just seems, yeah.
Snippy, snippy.
Well, for one of us, I don't know.
Oh.
But But I mean, but neither of us are into that.
No.
My sister's husband, Snippy Snippy, is fine.
Yeah, I feel like doing it today.
But they have four kids.
I don't even have a girlfriend. Snippy Snippy. And Miranda, thank you so much for listening. Where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in West Monroe.
Oh, I used to summer there.
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Dynasty town.
Oh, hey.
No, I'd never been there. Yeah, maybe I've been there. Louisiana Monroe. Arkansas plays them in football. Yeah. Okay, hey, listen. Yep. Thank you so much. Appreciate you listening. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Y'all too. Get your bones
on Bobby Bones Show. Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to BobbyCast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bobby Bones.